Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Taskachare Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Today, because it is a little late and I do not wish to talk so much about the philosophical presentation of Bhakti Yoga, but Lila Katha, I want to read to you a few nice passages from Chaitanya Bhagavat, the Srimad Bhagavatam of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, and wanted to speak a little bit about a very important aspect of Krishna consciousness, which will hopefully prepare all of us a little bit more for the Jamashtami celebration. I do believe that this Jamashtami festival will be a unique event for us, ein Höhepunkt in unserem spirituellen Leben, a peak experience in our spiritual life, which will make us a little bit, empower us a little bit more in experiencing the wonderful treasure of bhakti in our heart. It is said, in war times, when a king comes into a town which he has conquered, all the political enemies will flee in fear. In the same way, when the king of bhakti or the queen of bhakti comes into the town of our heart, all the troublesome qualities which we have will run away. Our anattas and bad qualities will leave us. Our shadow will leave us when bhakti comes in our heart. And, the Jamashtami celebration is a celebration for devotees of Krishna all over the world. They all do the same, where they want to receive Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani in their hearts, so that by the divine presence of the divine couple they will experience actually the wonderful blessings of Krishna consciousness. In starting my lecture, I want to read to you a text, and I will not tell you what this text is from until I have read it to you. It's a the Lord who speaks. Truly, amongst my servants there are those who love me, and I also love them. These servants yearn for me, and I yearn for their association. These servants look for me, and I look towards them. The symptoms of these servants is that they behave during the day like normal people. But when the night comes and the normal people go to their lovers and spend their time with their families, these servants of mine will stand on their feet, or they will bow down to the earth and call for me. They will talk to me. Sometimes they cry for me, and sometimes they shed tears, half confused, half lamenting, sometimes standing up, sometimes sitting, sometimes kneeling, sometimes throwing themselves down in obeisances. They cry for me, and I see them. And I know that they cry for me. It's a very nice text, actually, which I want to read to you. And in a few days we will meet this text. It is from a Sufi who had contact with bhakti and who adopted bhakti in his heart. It sounds very much like Ayi Nanda Tanuya, O my Lord, somehow I have fallen here in this ocean of birth and death. Now kindly pick me up and fix me as one as your dust particles on your lotus feet. Krishna consciousness ultimately means we have to be moved by bhakti in our heart. The last few days I was talking in different places in France and also Heidelberg about a dilemma of the conditioned souls. In our heart there should be a place for Lord Krishna. He deserved this place. Since eternal time he is with us as the super soul, coming from one body to the next with us. But unfortunately, we are expert in ignoring Krishna. From this ignorance of Krishna, or ignoring of Krishna, a hole has been created in our heart, a hole which can only be filled with Krishna, not with anything else. But if we in ignorance of Krishna, we try to put different things in the heart. Love to cars, maybe, or to a career, or to a good situation, or sufficient amount of money, or family, or human relationships, and so on and so forth. But this whole is a black hole. It eats up everything and remains a hole. It remains full of dissatisfaction. So in Krishna consciousness, or on Jamashtami, we want to invite Lord Krishna in our heart so that he can take this place in our hearts, which is necessary. If this place remains empty, we really have a problem. And no matter how much we try to solve it with material things, to stopfen it, to fill it up with material things, it remains a hole. It remains a hole. And we are in a problem. So now comes our chance, Jamashtami, where the devotees will invite Lord Krishna, and we are in the process to arrange a wonderful festival for you all. And it's nice that you have come a little earlier. You might be asked to help here and there a little bit in the preparation phases, but mostly you should enjoy your stay here in Goloka Dham, and invite Lord Krishna in the heart. We are the most beautiful deities in the universe. I shouldn't say this, but I have to say it. And they are very, very eager to see devotees, and we should come. In Krishna consciousness, we may try to fix our mind by force on Krishna. We may read, we may try to speak with devotees about Krishna. But to force our mind on Krishna will not really work very well. We have to allow ourselves to become attracted by Krishna. When our mind becomes attracted, it is much more willing to do anything. I think you all know this. When you have to do something by force, you can force yourself and do something out of duty. But if you do something out of attraction, then you do it spontaneously and automatically. So in Krishna consciousness, we should learn the art to increase our attachment to Krishna. The four Kumaras explain to Maharaj Prithu four ways to increase attachment to Krishna. One is to hear about him, which we will do in a little while. The second is to stay in saintly association. The third is to serve Lord Krishna. And the fourth is to see his smiling face on the altar, Hare Krishna. This will pull us to Krishna. A little anecdote comes to mind which can convince us how much more the power of attraction, the pulling force of bhakti, is more successful than forcing ourselves. Once there was a famous poet called Emerson. He belongs to the American Transcendentalists. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually sent him a book on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Emerson was once trying to bring a little calf in the barn. Er hat versucht, ein kleines Kalb in die Scheune zu schieben. But the calf didn't want to go. It just put his legs into the earth and just didn't want to go. He tried everything. He was not very strong, middle strong. Maybe like a Ranicha, I can imagine. Middle. But he couldn't push it, so he called his nephew, but both couldn't do it. After some time came the housemaiden and said, "You foolish man, you do not know." She put her finger into a glass of milk, put it into the mouth of the calf, and then just went like this. And the calf just followed. This is also how we can come to Krishna consciousness. We have to create a great attraction so that our hearts are pulled to Krishna. After all, he is Krishna. Krishna, the word Krishna comes from Kashati, pulling. He pulls by his beautiful qualities. We should allow ourselves to become attracted to Krishna, and that's why we the major process in Krishna consciousness is Shravanam Kirtanam, to hear about Krishna daily. When we are hearing daily about Krishna, there is a chance that our minds get pulled to the transcendental realm. If we don't hear, our mind will not be attracted to the transcendental things, but it will be pushed and pulled by material attachments, which are already there in our hearts. So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started this movement for Krishna consciousness in Bengal, he had a very, very nice application of this point. Lord Chaitanya brachte diesen Punkt zu einer sehr interessanten Anwendung. And I wish to talk to you about this today. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu conquered actually the people of his times by his charming beautiful qualities, and by his wonderful kirtan which they did together. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the lives of his devotees many times and helped them in their Krishna consciousness. Once Advaita Acharya, who was a philosopher, was working very hard on a text of the Gita. He wanted to understand this text. This text is about everywhere are his hands, everywhere are his legs, and everywhere are his eyes who see everything. In this way, I exist. And Advaita read this and could not really understand it. With a troubled heart, he went into his bed to go into an unruhigen sleep, a restless sleep. And all of a sudden, he heard, "Advaita! Advaita!" He looked around. There was no one. "Advaita, can you hear me?" It was the midst of the night. "Yes, I can hear. Who is speaking, please?" Advaita Acharya was 76 years old by that time. A little old. Maybe he was a little bit in anxiety. All of a sudden, the voice said, "Wake up, Acharya. Take your food immediately. I will reveal to you the real meaning of the Bhagavad Gita text. However, first, you must rise and eat, and then worship me. Throw this melancholy out of your heart. Finally, I have appeared. All your fasting, your worship, and your endless requests to me, crying, 'Krishna, Krishna,' and the vow you made with lifted hands for the advent of the Lord, all this will come to fruition." All das wird zur Blüte kommen. "The chanting of the Lord's Krishna's holy name will constantly go throughout every country, in every town and in every village. By your mercy I have come. Now eat, and later I will reveal to you your philosophical question." Advaita felt great bliss. Yes, he had been on the bank of the Ganga, and he had called for the Lord. Now he heard the voice of the Lord, and for a moment, for just a tiny moment, he saw the most beautiful form of Lord Vishvambhara, a golden form, curly hairs, tears which were coming out from the eyes. And this vision, this momentary vision of Lord Vishvambhara, filled him with ecstatic bliss. Hare Krishna. This is called Purvarag. Purvarag means the feelings which you get before you meet the person, really, which you meet to want to meet. Later, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared, and he did one kirtan, and I want to describe to you the kirtan in the words of Srila Vrindavandas Thakur. I feel if you hear all this very nicely, you will get prepared to receive Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna is about to appear. At this time, it is described at Nanda Maharaj's house, all the Brijbasis are there, and they do constant auspicious music with the Esarajas and stringed instruments. And they know Yashoda has the Lord in her womb, and they want to be there when the Lord appears. So there's a great feeling of anticipation. Also Devaki in her prison is pregnant, the Lord is there, and the devatas appear before her and pray, "Oh Lord, please appear before us." And then it's all full of, the atmosphere is getting ecstatic. We hear that the best way to approach Lord Krishna is through an incarnation of the Lord who has come to us to bring us to the level where we can receive Krishna. And this incarnation is Krishna Chaitanya. So I will read to you a passage. Should I read slower? Was it possible for you to understand me as I was reading it, or was I too fast? One needs to concentrate a little. How was it for you, Marisha? Good? Yeah? Good. Good. So it is describing a kirtan of Lord Chaitanya. All the demigods were present. Brahma, Shiva, Varuna, Kuvera Indra, Yamaraj, Soma, Etcetera. Aware that everyone present was experiencing transcendental ecstasy, they accompanied the devotees, wanting more and more of the Lord's association. The humans and the demigods were chanting the Lord's holy name together. Wonderful. As the procession passed the nicely decorated uncountable houses, the marketplaces and large squares, one could understand that Navadvip was a very well populated and an opulent town. It was impossible to count the people that lived there. It seemed that because the Supreme Lord was to advent here, he had arranged for many, many people to live there and participate in his Sankirtan movement. Even the number of ladies who were chanting was so numerous that counting them would be futile. Also, würde vergebens sein, sie zu zählen. Everyone who saw the Lord dancing and chanting, now we hear about the Lord, like a golden flash of lightning, could not contain his heart and emotions. Even those with hearts of stone were moved to tears and fell to the ground upon receiving the Lord's shower of causeless mercy and hearing the sighs and sobs, seufzer, of sublime ecstasy from his devotees. As the Lord danced, constantly repeating Lord Hari's name, the garland of flowers about his beautiful neck swayed wildly. His beauty was breathtaking. The way the Brahmin thread hung carelessly over his shoulders, the dhoti, nicely pleated, gut gebügelt, and neatly tacked into place, his golden frame covered with fine glimmering dust, tears flowed unrestrainedly from his lotus eyes, like the flow of the Mandakini Ganga of his heavenly planets. Who would have cared to see the moon after having seen the blooming lotus face of the Lord? Some of the teardrops clung to his fine nose and shone like a string of white pearls. His glossy black locks, entwined with the garlands around his head, made a fine sight. The devotees prayed, "O Lord, please grant us this one desire, that we may hold this pastime within our hearts, birth after birth." In this manner, the devotees were requesting benedictions from the Lord as the Lord continued his extraordinary pastime of dancing, surrounded by his intimate associates. The Lord knew how to inspire the devotees to join in, and he danced in reciprocation with the mood and movement of the devotees. The Lord of Vaikuntha danced as the devotees sang, "All of you come and sing, Hari Hari. Put fear aside." This is what the Lord said. "All of you come and sing, Hari Hari. Put fear aside for the holy name, even though not chanted purely, will deliver you from birth and death." In humility, the author describes poetically Lord Chaitanya as he danced. Lord Chaitanya was able to take the fear from the hearts of his devotees. Once he was traveling on a boat through a Muslim country, where the Muslim ruler was known to take all Hindu pilgrims and torture them to death by putting them on spears with a behind. It was very painful. Very painful. So Lord Chaitanya had to go with his group of devotees, just five devotees, on a boat through the night. In that part of the Ganga, crocodiles were there, and tigers roamed back and forth. In addition to the soldiers who were patrolling, there were bandits. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the night, he said to Mukunda, "Sing the holy name, Mukunda." And Mukunda started to sing. At this moment, the boatsman jumped on Mukunda and said, "Are you not in your right mind? We are going in the night. There are the soldiers of the Muslim king. There are crocodiles and tigers and bandits. We are going in the night to avoid them. You sing?" Lord Chaitanya said, "Mukunda, sing louder." Mukunda did not really know what to do. Fear began to crouch on his heart. Lord Chaitanya said, "Mukunda, you should know, when the devotees chant the holy names of the Lord, the Sudarshan Chakra is there, who protects the devotees. It works. Baba Sindhu has revealed to me an experience he had in Canada, where he was sleeping in his tent, and when he heard a strange noise, and then he saw one bear making parikram around his tent, hungry. What to do? One must chant at such moments. And the bear went away." I've seen this many times in my life. Just a little while ago, there was a powerful ghost, a Brahman Rakshasa, in the Karuna Bhavan. I do not know how he could pass my security measures, but he did. And he was in there, and he was fearsome. And I just chanted Hare Krishna. Prabhupada describes how he was once in Kanpur, and there was a lawyer. He wanted to make a temple, and he was given a deserted house, a Falasna's house. Prabhupada went in there with a candle in the night, and all of a sudden he heard he saw, and he opened the door, a terrible looking person bringing chains of iron behind him. Prabhupada looked up and said, "Chant Hare Krishna." The ghost tried to make boo and ba and his different tactics. Didn't work on Prabhupada. "You poor person, you must chant. You have sinned very hard to get this body. Now you must chant." And the ghost communicated, "Can't, you know, they can communicate with you mentally. It goes in your mind without voice. Prabhupada said, then just stay here and I will chant for you. Just listen. It will be good for you. Hare Krishna. The devotee is protected when he really takes shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. It is effect. It is effect. It is effect. Lord comes, helps. So Lord Chaitanya, he could instill this fearlessness in his devotees, so they had a nice chanting party, went over the river, nothing happened. He wanted to make this point. Yes. You might ask yourself, what is in the mind of Satchidananda Swami? He talks stories about Lord Chaitanya, but yes, it is nice to hear, but what is the point? He was trying to speak about a need which we have to bring Krishna in our heart. Now all of a sudden stories of Chaitanya. What is the relation, please? Wo liegt die Beziehung? Here it lies. To take shelter at Krishna means to take shelter in the most in the form which we have already. That's the holy name. We do not appreciate what we have. How will we appreciate what we don't have all the time? We don't appreciate the holy name which we have. How will we appreciate the Lord? Our relationship to the holy name will indicate our relationship to Krishna. So on. It is necessary that if there are obstacles in our chanting, we should remove these obstacles. And when we are successful in doing this, we will also be protected by Sudarshan Chakra. And the King of Love will go into the town of our heart and drive away whatever is there and what is not yet, what is a little disturbance maybe in our Dukhanaji, what our spiritual life. Yes. This let us hear how Lord Chaitanya worked on the people of Navadvip. All glory to the congregational chanting, all glory to Sri Vishvambara, all glory to the devotees of the Lord. Wherever I look, I see Sri Vishvambara drowning everyone in the nectar ocean of Krishna Prema. The procession sometimes moved fast, sometimes much slower, depending on how long the Lord danced in one place. The chanting was jubilant and echoed in the spiritual abode of Vaikuntha. Oh, wonderful. The Lord, the cynosure of everyone, as heißt der Augapfel eines jeden, moved about like a maddened lion. Lord Chaitanya in this mood is called Chaitanya Singha, the mad lion of Chaitanya, intoxicated with the holy name. The procession passed many bathing places and proceeded towards Simulia. No one was tired. Super. No one was tired. Millions were singing and dancing, and a million flaming torches, fackeln made it difficult to discern whether it was night or midday. The people welcomed the procession with flowers and doorway decorations. As they passed each house, the demigods rained confetti of fragrant flowers. Mother Earth was thrilled with ecstasy as the Lord walked and danced upon her. She wanted the Lord to walk upon the softest of surfaces, so it appeared that she had collected and strewn flowers to cover the pathway, which thus resembled her most delicate skin. Mother Earth had made a path of flowers. I'm almost finished. I know some of you look at the wristwatch, but I'm almost finished. Please just listen to the end, because it's very important for you, and you will like it. Srinivas, Advaita and Haridas were dancing in their own groups ahead of Lord Vishvambhar, the different Sankirtan groups. As the procession entered each new locality, also jeder neue Stadtbezirk, people left their homes running to see the Lord. They forgot family members and all other duties in their eagerness to see the beatific moon-like face of the Supreme Soul of the entire creation. Without consciously realizing it, they were all being automatically drawn into the congregational chanting. Practically, without noticing, they all became intoxicated with holy name of Krishna. They began manifesting symptoms of supramundane joy. Some rolled on the ground. Some made sounds with their mouth, as if playing a musical instrument. And others were embracing anyone they met. Come in meine Arme. They had become so inebriated, also so berauscht by the chanting and dancing, that many offered prostrated obeisances, falling to the ground like rods. Others caught the feet of the devotees, crying in ecstasy. And now let us hear what the people say, all the rumors which they say, die Gerüchte und die Kommentare und die was die so sagen. And one could hear many comments from different people. One said, I am this Nimai Pandit. I have been assigned to deliver the entire world. This is called a religious identification with the object of one's worship. Another commented, I'm a Vaishnava from Svetadvip, from the spiritual world. Yet another remarked, I'm an eternal resident of Vaikuntha. Lord Chaitanya, in other words, lifted them out of the bodily concept of life, and the people began to remember who they are in their eternal spiritual identities. Again, someone else said, where is that rascal Qazi? It's a Mohammedan Stadthalter, wie sagt man, magistrate. I would crush his head if I could lay my hands on him. So he was a little bit in a ghastly ecstasy, you know, eine Ekstase der Abscheu hat ihn ergriffen. Incited by such comments, some ran as if trying to capture an atheist. Come, come. They climbed trees and then jumping down, angrily shouted, I am death, to a dozen atheists. So the ecstasies manifest in different ways, apparently. Another said, can you hear me? Can you hear me? O God of death, tell me, where is your son, the sun god? The Lord of Vaikuntha, appearing as a son of Sachi, was just now here chanting and dancing. He has flung open the floodgates of the holy name. In other words, they say, I'm not afraid of death any longer. The holy name that had bestowed upon the god of death, Yamaraj, the name Dharmaraj, as the upholder of religious principles, the holy name that had saved the worst of sinners, Ajamil, from the jaws of doom, was now being freely distributed by the Lord himself. Moreover, even those who would not chant the holy name could now at least hear it and so reap the unlimited transcendental benefit. And then they said, Chidragupta, the compiler of the good and evil deeds of a man in life, should be immediately informed that his records are to be thrown away. Throw it away. If he disobeys, stern actions must be taken against him, for now every living entity is liberated and delivered. Hare Krishna. This is something, you know, we could go on and on, but I wish to come to the conclusion of this little presentation. Krishna consciousness ultimately has to be a spiritual attractive experience. When we somehow do not have this experience, which does happen in everyone's life, we should see in our lives How can we collect these spiritual experiences? And Sunday the 12th is one of these days. In Nectar of Devotion we hear that there are certain udipans. Udipans means things which bring a certain realization in your heart. For instance, if I say, thief, 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 here's a thief, then everyone will go, oops, you know, and cover his pockets so that no one steals anything. When a certain man hears the name of his beloved wife, he might feel that his seeker stands on end, you know, it's an udipan. So there, when you are in love, this happens. Or if a mother hears the call of her loving little child, her heart is so moved that her breasts produce milk, and the milk leaves her breast because she feels my little child. Now, different udipans are there also in this world. So there is one udipan, this means in incitant, an Auslöser, sagt man in Deutsch, which can bring our Krishna consciousness to bloom, and that is the celebration of Janmashtami. So I really wish to encourage all of you to prepare yourself spiritually for this most glorious of all days, Sri Krishna's divine appearance. You can be rest assured that an Auslöser will come in your life, and an udipan which will increase your absorption in Krishna consciousness if we celebrate properly. Hare Krishna. I hope there was something for everyone in this class. I was a little unprepared because I prepared my lecture before Janmashtami, and then the Janmashtami. I want to tell you the Leela of Krishna's appearance from Gopal Champu, Leela Goswami's book. It will be very, very nice, very ecstatic, and very new details, new revelations, which at least I did not know before. So I've prepared this, and I hope I have served you today nicely. And so on. My main point is Krishna consciousness is an ecstatic absorption of the heart. And this, of course, is not always with us. You know, we live in the same planet, and we know what it means to live in Kali Yuga with all these distractions inside and outside of us. But we should allow this ecstatic experience to come, and Janmashtami is one of these possibilities to have this happening. Hare Krishna. We have now 5 minutes to 9. It is a little late. I do not know if I should ask for questions. Maybe because it's a little late, we should stop here. We also had a very nice discussion today, several wonderful discussions. Also, many devotees will come. They have called and have announced themselves. Yeah. Let us get ready for the festival. Hare Krishna. I will not take questions because it's a little late and so on. If you have, please save them for another time. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shishi Gonitai ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna.